CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. Members of the Committee on Finance and the Budget at the National Assembly have reviewed Cameroon's 2025 to 2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document ahead of the sixth budgetary orientation debate. The first semester conference of Cameroon's regional governors for 2024 has opened in Yaoundé, with the Minister of Territorial Administration frowning at the recent upsurge in road accidents in the country. The ban on the use of plastic packaging of less than 60 microns has clocked one decade, but the contentious bags are still in wide use in Cameroon. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will investigate the issue. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are fleeing from Gaza's second city of Khan Yunis in response to Israeli military evacuation orders. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Members of the Finance and the Budget Committee of the National Assembly have reviewed the 2025 to 2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document, which falls in line with the holding of the sixth session of the budgetary orientation debate, counting for the elaboration of the 2025 finance law. The document, which defines the contours of budgetary policy and overall projections of resources and expenses, was defended by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batetato Ekwe reports.
The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document for the 2025-2027 triennium contains the macroeconomic assumptions underlying the draft budget for the 2025 fiscal year under preparation. Addressing members of the Finance and the Budget Committee of the National Assembly, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, said the outlook for the Cameroonian economy remains positive despite a slowdown observed in 2023. After its decline between 2022 and 2023, economic growth in Cameroon is expected to accelerate to 4.1% in 2024 and stabilize at 4.4% in 2025 and 2026.
Even if we can commend the fact that we have a growth rate that is not bad, but the problem is that when you compare it to our target of 8%, we think that there is still room for something more. And this is what we are going to do, so as to strengthen our economy, strengthen our growth rate.
In this context, inflation rate, which accelerated in 2023 to the level of 7.4%, is expected to remain high in 2024 and then decrease to 4% in 2025. In this context, the overall orientation of the government's budgetary policy will remain based on the consolidation of the public finance situation in line with the economic and financial program concluded with the IMF and the priority objectives of the 2020-2030 National Development Strategy. With this in mind, the government is resolutely committed to reducing the non-oil primary balance from 2.6% last year to 2.0% of GDP this year. The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document has been prepared for the budgetary orientation debate at the National Assembly, scheduled for Saturday, July the 6th, 2024. It is a fundamental stage of the budgetary process, a requirement stemming from two laws adopted in 2018, which structure the management of public finances in Cameroon.
Administrative authorities have been enjoined to sensitize the population to the laws regulating civil liberties while remaining firm on the respect of the rule of law. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, was speaking today in Yaoundé while opening the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024 that was extended to some political figures and media personalities. Here's an excerpt of the declaration of Minister Paul Atanganji, frowning at the upsurge of road accidents, warning that government is left with no option but to take drastic measures.
We'll also examine the problem of road accidents that have claimed several lives in our country since the beginning of the year 2024. It should be stated that these accidents have been caused by reckless driving. This issue will be examined together with the Minister of Transport, the Police and the National Gendarmerie. On the other hand, motorbike riders have become a major concern, though we have responsible ones and organized trade unions that comply with administrative obligations, such as having driving licenses, number plates and identification jackets. Whereas we have reported cases of recalcitrant bike riders who have refused to abide by laws and regulations. Among these categories, some of them have been arrested by the force of law and order for aggravated theft, assaults, highway robbery, stabbing of customers, and kidnapping for ransom. Administrative authorities have been instructed to put order in the motorbike sector.
In the meantime, the regional governors continue their in-camera session at the Yaounde Hilton with a presentation of the state of affairs in their respective units. Governors Bernard Okalia Bilai of the Southwest, Mijiyawa Bakari of the Far North, and our Funke Augustine of the West are all satisfied with the registration process and the political climate of their regions. They were interviewed by Albert Njiembonde.
We are satisfied. People are rushing to register themselves, and it is a very good sign that the population is concerned and they want to feel involved in the political and civic responsibilities.
What can be said as far as election is concerned is that, first of all, before speaking of election, we have to stabilize the region. And right now, the security situation is back to normalcy. And that's why different presidents of party are going to Far North region to sensitize population. We have different congress have held, and beyond all, the CPDM is the leader. And the inscription of the electoral list have been increased. Women, youth, here and there. And then we organize the operation of enrollment here and there. We notice that many, many people have been registered in the electoral list.
As an administrative authority, it is our role to take care of all the stakeholders. So far, so good. We've had a good number of registered voters, more than 53,000 in the West region. We are very closing up to our target, which is 80,000 newly registered voters. The stakeholders, the political parties, they are very busy. The population are excited. They are looking for their ID cards to carry out this registration process. And we are encouraging them to do so, as well as guiding them to ensure that all of this is carried out in a very peaceful and cordial atmosphere.
A strategic document for the development of cashew nuts has been launched at a workshop today in Yaounde by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, in the presence of the German ambassador to Cameroon, Dr. Corina Fike. The document, conceived with the support of German cooperation and the European Union, aims to upgrade Cameroon's cashew nut production by 2030. In the following report, Belinda Shaw says the Cashew Nut Development Initiative constitutes a new era of multi-stakeholders partnership for sustainable poverty reduction.
The African cashew nut sector offers high economic development prospects for producing countries, including Cameroon, where about 56% of the world's cashew harvest comes from. With global demand on a constant rise, cashew production and processing offer an important potential for employment and wealth creation, climate change mitigation through climate-smart agriculture, and the economic empowerment of women and youth, especially in vulnerable rural areas. As part of the program, Agricultural Value Chains for Sustainable Development, the Competitive Cashew Initiative focuses on building sustainable cashew value chains and increasing the competitiveness of African cashew production and processing by providing support in areas ranging from research to capacity development and policy advice. The project involves four components: production, processing, inclusive business, and sector organization. Thus far, over 620,000 farmers in the project's countries have benefited from the interventions. Real incomes per household have increased by over 300% since the inception of the project in 2009.
And now the in-depth segment. Plastic packaging of less than 60 microns continues to defy the ban by government 10 years on. The bugs that pose threats to humans and the environment continue to thrive freely in markets across the city of Douala. Cynthia A-Team visited some markets and pharmacies in the economic capital and now reports on how far the prohibition of the use of plastic bags of less than 60 microns is being implemented.
Old habits, they say, die hard. Plastic packaging of less than 60 microns remains the major item used in packaging foodstuff and other commodities 10 years after it was banned in Cameroon. Many have remained adamant to this prohibition, hence its proliferation causing more harm than good.
I buy the plastics from hawkers. We use plastic because we can't use papers. Biodegradable plastics are expensive while non-biodegradable ones are cheaper. However, the accusing fingers go to importers.
Cognizant of its disastrous effect on the environment, some supermarkets and pharmacies have long ago aligned to government's order. Dr. Stefan Matip heads a pharmacy in Douala.
Yeah, we use papers and bags to package medication. They are recyclable and have no effect on the environment.
Authorities are not backing out from the fight against the use of these harmful plastics anytime soon. Edward Yuguda is delegate of environment.
At the local level, no enterprise fabricate prohibited plastics. These ones are imported and enter through the borders. However, we seize the plastics and destroy them.
About 60 tons of these bags have been seized and destroyed so far this year by authorities, and the fight continues. Cynthia Etim, Shell TV News, Douala.
Environment experts and government officials in the southwest have observed that many inhabitants of the region continue using non-biodegradable plastic bags of less than 60 microns despite a ban on them in the year 2012. It has been noticed that the plastic bags are still in use with a good quantity present in markets. Despite the challenges in implementing the ban, the government is doing a lot of sensitization in the southwest region to get everyone to adhere. Charles Abuno reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The government of Cameroon decided to ban the use of non-biodegradable plastic bags of less than 60 microns due to their effects on the environment and human health, said Ekwadi Songe, is the Southwest Regional Delegate of the Environment and Nature Protection.
You can see how they broke the quotas, their source of flood and others. Consuming food in the plastic can cause cancer and even some malformations.
Despite this ban, there is a significant circulation of such plastic bags in markets in the region.
Personally, I use it to preserve my stuffs in the fridge, like vegetables, granules, and so many other stuffs I'm preserving in a bucket.
According to Seth Ekwadi Songe, about 50% of the population of the Southwest region still use such plastic bags.
All people are not collaborating. Some people don't mind about their health and about their environment. They don't mind about their life. So for us, it's a matter of mindset.
In the Southwest region, government officials are tolerant and continue to sensitize the population.
I don't want to talk about the law. I just want to sensitize them that those plastics are made up of hydrocarbons and they are very dangerous for our health, for the environment in general. They think that by using it, they don't mind about environment, they don't mind about those government people, but I want them to mind about their life.
The population of the region is called upon to use those plastic bags of more than 60 microns.
We cannot say that people cannot use plastic. You can use plastic. You can buy a plastic in the bakery for 50 francs. Those plastic with a thickness greater than 60 microns that are thick enough in such a way that can use them several times.
Government officials in the Southwest region believe that continuous sensitization will get the majority of the population to adhere to the ban. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Boya.
In the meantime, more and more Cameroonians have resorted to using banana leaves and the leaves of other plants in replacement of plastic bags. Leslie Magney spoke with an expert who in the following report explains the advantages of such alternatives.
In Cameroon, paper substitutes are proven to be cost-effective. Some local companies are using agricultural waste like banana leaves and cassava peels to produce paper substitutes, as highlights the service head of management of chemical products at the Ministry of Environment, Nature, Conservation and Sustainable Development, Eric Dengo.
There are many of those substitutes. You can use cartons, some may turn back to the usage of leaves as our parents were doing in those days in the village. They can use papers, those are things that are biodegradable because plastics are not biodegradable.
He adds that it does not only lower production costs, but also reduces waste management expenses for farmers and businesses.
Normally, plastics that are less than 61 microns are very, very cheap. Plastics that are greater than 61 microns, they are first of all not cheap. If you go, you see them very well in bakeries, some in supermarkets, that you pay more than 100 and some even 200 francs.
Innovation in this field is creating new markets and opportunities with abundant alternative resources.
The fight against plastic pollution is on the spotlight today as Cameroon joins the international community to observe the 2024 edition of International Free Plastic Bag Day. While sensitizing users on the dangers of plastics on humans and on the environment, environmental experts are brainstorming on the transformation of plastics from a liability into an asset. In the following analysis, Somlingom examines the ban on non-biodegradable plastic bags in Cameroon.
According to statistics from the African Development Bank, Cameroon produces over 600,000 tons of plastic waste annually, with thousands of them leaking into the ocean. To limit the negative effects of plastics of less than 60 microns in the country, the government banned the import, the production and the distribution of single-use plastics in 2012. Yet more than 10 years after, Cameroon is still struggling with the effective implementation of this ban. This is because smugglers from neighboring countries sneak these prohibited bags into Cameroon, hidden in illegal shipments, or haul them across the border on footpaths. The smuggling chain includes wholesalers and state officials embedded in the criminal economy. Some law enforcement officials are willing to look the other way for bribes, while other officials are corrupted by dealers of the contraband plastic where backdoor negotiations aimed at freeing the arrested wholesaler and releasing the seized items. However, others are conscious of the danger caused by single-use plastic bags. Just to mention some operations, in September 2021, government officials intercepted and destroyed 42 tons of non-biodegradable plastics in Garoua in the North region. While the increasing records of seizures indicate that customs officials are aware of the duties of border policing and port surveillance, the measures taken by the government to curb this problem remain inadequate and insufficient.
The Cameroon government is determined to limit plastic pollution in the country. With millions of tons of plastic waste produced annually, pollution is affecting humans, the environment and wildlife. In the following telephone interview with Staffman Somlingom, Mustanga Silvanos Geek, senior staff in the Ministry of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, starts by outlining the overall situation of plastics in Cameroon.
On the 24th of October 2012, the Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development and the Minister of Trade jointly signed an order regulating the import, manufacture, marketing and free distribution of plastic packaging. This text came into force on the 24th of April 2014 and has led to 40% reduction in plastic pollution all over the national territory. Cameroon produces and imports around 121 million tons of plastic a year, according to the National Institute of Statistics. And only 60% of post-consumer plastic waste is recycled or recovered. The rest is either burned in the open air or managed by Mother Nature.
We still are saying that plastics of less than 60 microns are being sold in our markets. People are still using them to wrap their food stuff. And what do you think is the cost?
It is indeed 10 years since the regulation came into force. The fight is still going on. And not everything you see on the market is a plastic bag of less than 1 micron, as you have rightly said. We are pleased with the result of this decree for the moment, which has considerably reduced plastic pollution in the environment. But we are still hammering the situation, and we are not ending it. But it's not easy. It is true that there is resistance in the informal sector, which continues to dilute the effort made by the government. This resistance from the informal sector is justified by the known availability of alternatives to plastic bags with thickness of less than 60 microns and the unfair competition imposed by rock importers through the porous nature of our border.
How do you handle smuggling of plastics into Cameroon?
The repression at the regional levels, you can see rightly see on television what is going on at the border, especially in Douala and Limbe. We have seen what the impact of the natural environment, what is rightly going on prohibiting completely plastic, less than 60 microns in the nation. Plastic bags are also easy to conceal in imported goods, which makes it difficult to check them. We also note the lack of harmonization of regulation at international levels, which undermines the effort made at national level.
What do you think can be done to make sure we don't have plastic bags of less than 60 microns in our market?
Well, we can talk about the scale of the plastic pollution problem led by Minabed to draw up a national strategy to combat plastic pollution in April 2023, which with 5 strategic priorities, this is what is going on rightly. This strategy addresses the problem by revising the regulatory framework in line with the legally binding international instrument being drawn up by the United Nations on plastic pollution throughout its life cycle. Then, supporting national plastic waste recovery recycling initiatives. We also have, by developing alternative solutions. You know there's a company in Chumbe doing biodegradable plastic bags, this one. And we also have strengthening funding mechanism to combat plastic pollution.
Of course, fighting corruption along the borders.
We know what the penalties that Cameroon government is rendering to the citizens that do not that go against the laws of the nation, especially the citizens that do not respect. If there was still corruption, I will not tell you that we are recovering plastic bags at the border. That's just to tell you the impact of what the Ministry of Environment can go for.
Guy Silvanus Jake, thank you very much for your availability.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
We continue the news with news out of Cameroon. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are seeking shelter and a safe location as the exodus from Gaza's second city of Khan Yunis continues in response to Israeli military evacuation orders. The United Nations estimates that 250,000 people in eastern parts of the city are affected by the orders issued on Monday, which suggests Israeli forces are set to re-enter. Reports say an Israeli airstrike yesterday killed 12 Palestinians in an Israeli-designated humanitarian area to which people have been told to flee. Tempers remain high in the Horn of Africa 7 months after a New Year Day's deal saw the self-declared Republic of Somaliland agree to lease part of its coastline to its landlocked neighbor Ethiopia. Somalia is not happy about the maritime argument, details of which remain unclear. It believes the deal is unlawful and an act of aggression, as it considers Somaliland, which broke away from Somalia in 1991 at the start of a protracted civil war, to be part of its territory. It is also angered by reports that, in return for use of a port, Ethiopia would become the first country to recognize Somaliland as a sovereign nation. In sports news, Cameroon's men's basketball team have lost their first match at an ongoing Olympic qualifying tournament to Montenegro by 66-70. The Basketball Lions will take on Brazil tomorrow in a must-win match if they have to keep hopes of winning the lone ticket to the Olympic Games in Paris alive. Ben Collins Niberiwo presents the ongoing tournament in Latvia.
It is a round-robin tournament that is being played in two groups, Cameroon, Montenegro and Brazil. In one, the host, Latvia, Georgia and Philippines. In the second group, after this Wednesday's match between Cameroon and Montenegro, the Basketball Lions will take on Brazil in their second outing this Thursday at the qualifying tournament for the Olympic Games in Paris, France, later this month. The first two teams from each group will advance to the semifinals before the final. Only the winner of the tournament will qualify for the final phase of the biggest planetary sport event in Paris this year. Coach Alfred Aboya of Cameroon and team are thus heading towards a historic event, that of sailing to the Olympics for the first time through a qualifying tournament, a record that has been broken in Africa only by Nigeria, that has played the Olympic Games three times.
To end this news, a recap of the main points. Members of the Committee on Finance and the Budget at the National Assembly have reviewed Cameroon's 2025 to 2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document ahead of the CIF budgetary orientation debate. The first semester conference of Cameroon's regional governors for 2024 has opened in Yaoundé, with the Minister of Territorial Administration frowning at the recent upsurge in road accidents in the country. The ban on the use of plastic packaging of less than 60 microns has clocked one decade, but the contentious bags are still in wide use in Cameroon. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are fleeing from Gaza's second city of Khan Yunis in response to Israeli military evacuation orders. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.